This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Producer Jay is off tonight, so Ryan is working with us, and I just told him there's never a bad time for Backstreet Boys. It's always a good time for BSB. I used to be a closet Backstreet Boys fan, then I just decided I don't care. I'm out of the old closet. I love the Backstreet Boys. They give me a smile every time, as cheesy as they are, but I'm still a big fan. The football theme is one that is a good teaser for what's to come. Rashee Rice of the Chiefs. He's speaking out for the first time since his arrest in that car racing accident. There's a lot that he's facing this offseason. And at this point, the Chiefs are supporting him. I would expect the NFL is watching very closely and will likely be getting involved, even if it doesn't get through the court system this season or there aren't formal charges on which he's convicted. You know, the NFL's behavioral policy does not have to follow the legal system. The NFL has many times in the past taken disciplinary action against a player without there being a conviction in court or even formal charges that have been pressed through the court system. All right, so there's a bunch of different things that he's got on his plate, and he's sort of acknowledging those, though he obviously can't talk a whole lot about them. But he was part of a youth football camp in Kansas City, and so at this point in his career, I was thinking about it a little bit like the Ja Morant situation where sometimes, and I'd like to see more details about Rashee Rice, but sometimes when you're younger, people you're hanging out with maybe aren't keeping you focused on making smart decisions and not putting your career in jeopardy and how much you have to lose. But a lot of times this influx of mad money and fame, and obviously he's a Super Bowl champion, all of that can be heavy on the shoulders of a 20-something, young 20-something. And then you've got people who, are maybe egging you on or are not putting your best interests first. So he was arrested following this multiple vehicle car crash in Dallas. And if I remember correctly, he left the scene, I think, too, was part of the issue. And then there's another incident in which he's alleged to have been part of an assault at a nightclub. So there are a couple of different things that he's facing legally. The car crash resulted in serious bodily injury. And his role was allegedly racing around 119 miles per hour before the crash. And so there are a bunch of lawsuits by people who were injured, who are seeking a ton of money, and legal ramifications that he has to deal with. And for now, as I say, the Chiefs are supporting him and kind of waiting to see how this plays out. So we'll get to that coming up. Also, after releasing a song about it, Darren Waller retires from football. Talk about tumultuous. He's had a lot on his plate for the past couple of months. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday night into a Monday morning. So starting a new work week, heading into Father's Day weekend, actually. I know, so there will be a lot of families who are planning maybe getaways, but at the very least planning big family get-togethers for next weekend. Those who want to celebrate dads, or maybe in some cases are missing dads and want to remember them. So I know it can be a really emotional weekend for a lot of people. So we got a few days, a couple of basketball games, some hockey, of course. The Stanley Cup Final will be back in the spotlight on Monday. And yes, a bunch of NFL mandatory OTAs. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. And then you can find me online either at A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page. So the big controversy over the weekend, picked up by any and every media outlet, whether or not that outlet generally covers sports, doesn't seem to matter. The opinions don't need to be informed. It annoys me a bunch because I feel like those of us who are actually informed about this kind of stuff, we get drowned out by the hot takes and the fake outrage. I understand why Caitlin on the U.S. Women's Basketball Olympic team would have been great. And I hope that she ends up there. Not that I want someone to get injured, but maybe she's an alternate. I think it would be a great experience for her. I think she is one of the classiest and most professional young women at her age that I've heard ever handle this kind of a firestorm. Every single day, people are asking her about all of these different situations where she's just the center of attention. And it's a lot of spotlight. What did Dawn Staley say at the Final Four? It's a heavy load to carry. Heavy is the head that bears the crown. And she's not won anything yet. But for whatever reason, I mean, there's a lot of different theories about why Caitlin Clark is now the chosen one for women's basketball. And she could not handle it with any more grace than she does. I'm so impressed by her. She is a great ambassador for women's basketball. It's never just about her. It's about the game. It's about her teammates. It's about winning. It's about the kids who show up there to want to take pictures with her. It's about how well she handles this white hot spotlight. And so for that reason alone, she's a great ambassador for the sport. And I think she'd be terrific in red, white, and blue. As I mentioned earlier, she did rep Team USA in juniors. I'm not exactly sure what level, maybe U16, but she has repped the red, white, and blue before. She will be on an Olympic team again. I have zero doubt about that. Barring some injury, and you know what? Breonna Stewart, she's been injured. She's had a couple of different injuries that have taken her out. There are others who, like Brittany Griner, for instance, is just coming back from an injury. She's on the Olympic team. Caitlin will represent Team USA at some point again in her career. They can't keep her off the team forever because she's that good. But also, she's new to the team, and she missed their kind of pre-Olympic training camp. A lot of these women know each other really well. They've played together before. They've got multiple gold medals at either the 5-on-5 or 3-on-3 level. And I know 3-on-3 is just going into its second Olympics. Think about the constitution, guards versus forwards versus wings. You're trying to put together a team that has specialists in different areas that can defend. And while she can do all these things and she definitely makes people around her better, I would say that there are, because of the fact that there are women who've been playing at the professional level for years, maybe they're stronger, they're more physical. There are a lot of reasons why. Would I love to see her on the team? Absolutely. Was I disappointed? Yes. But do I think it's on purpose because she's Caitlin Clark? No. I think it's an extremely competitive process, like it would be for any sport at the Olympic level. Again, I think her time is coming. There are others who are left off. Sabrina Ionescu, she was left off until now. And once again, Caitlin shines through when she refuses to take the bait. All right, people coming to her wanting to know her reaction, a little bit about the process. So it was good to hear. She was asked first whether or not she was disappointed about being left off the roster.
Honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think it just gives you something to work for. You know, it's a dream. You know, hopefully one day I can be there. And I think it's just a little more motivation. You remember that. And, you know, hopefully in 4 years, when 4 years comes back around, you know, I can be there.
I like that. And I quoted this on Twix, and I actually put it on Facebook as well because I wanted you to see her words. Honestly, no disappointment. It just gives you something to work for. It's a dream. Hopefully one day I can be there. I think it's just a little more motivation. She does say she'll be rooting for them to win gold. She's really happy and excited for the women who made the team. Although I thought it was funny she called them girls, for the girls who made the team. She expressed pride in Team USA and wants to be part of it in the future. I think that's awesome. I don't know what else you could expect her to say. She definitely doesn't sound bitter. Doesn't sound like she's upset about it.
I'm excited for the girls that are on the team. I know it's the most competitive team in the world, and I know it could have gone either way of me being on the team, me not being on the team. So, you know, I'm excited for them. I'm going to be rooting them on to win gold. I was a kid that grew up watching the Olympics. So, it'll be fun to watch them.
We talked actually on the bus. She got the call on the bus, and she texted me to let me know. And, you know, I just tried to keep her spirits. I mean, the thing she said was, hey, coach, they woke a monster, which I thought was awesome.
That's Christy Sides, who you can now recognize worldwide because of her voice, the head coach of the Indiana Fever. And so they're clearly at practice. I thought it was kind of fun. This is actually something that I think my family would do. One of us would send a text from upstairs to downstairs. So they were on the bus, and she got the call from Team USA on the bus, Caitlin did, and she texted her coach to tell her that she got presumably on the same bus, which is kind of funny. It's after hours with Amy Lawrence. So yeah, what more could you ask for? And I love that quote. It's gone viral already. Now, Caitlin did not say it. Her coach said it, that the text indicated they woke a monster. That's right. I like that usage of woke as opposed to how we generally hear it used in our culture today. They woke a monster. What are the chances that becomes a phrase that is used in a lot of other areas or a lot of other arenas? I could see that becoming some kind of a phrase that people start to hook onto. So good for Caitlin. Now, one other thing that I think is critical, and I'm glad that this was asked of Caitlin. As I listened to the interview, someone said to her, will you be happy for the time off, or what will you do with the time off? And she actually said, yes, I will. It'll be nice to take a break, to work on my own game, to have practice, you know, like, or to practice on my own shooting and some of the other skills I want to work on, to be able to get away and see family and friends, because the WNBA takes a 3-week break for the Olympics. It's part of the reason why they started the season so early and so quickly after the draft this year. They take a 3-week break, 3 weeks, because they assume, of course, that Team USA will be playing into the late stages of the Olympics, right? So toward the end of the games, plus you have the practice, you've got the run-up, and with so many players coming from different teams, you kind of have to shut the whole thing down. I wish the NHL did that. I hate that the NHL can't or doesn't allow its guys to go participate in the Olympics. It doesn't shut down so that they can do that, because I feel like we're missing out by not having the best of the best at the Olympics. Anyway, I digress. And so Caitlin handled it well. They woke a monster, and they'll go on, right? It's, to me, not the huge snub that it's been made out to be for all kinds of crazy reasons. I kind of feel for the Fever and Caitlin right now, because everything gets stirred into a controversy, whether it's real or legitimate or whether it's just something new for clickbait. So it bothers me because I feel like it's made it to a mockery a little bit. And what's being lost, you want to know the honest to goodness truth, what's being lost is the basketball. It's the basketball. By the way, mom texted me to make sure that I knew that Caitlin had 7 threes in their game on, I think it was Friday, their game in which they won by a couple points in Washington. So they pick up their third victory, and she had a real good shooting game. She was hitting shots from just inside the logo. You know, that's a kind of her trademark thing is the logo threes. So she had a good time. They won. They were fired up. They got a game on the road. And just as significantly is there were 20,000 people there to watch the game on Friday because the Wizards moved it. The Mystics. I was thinking Washington. They moved it to an arena where they could get more fans. They knew that the demand would be huge for a game in which Caitlin Clark is playing and the Fever were in town. And so because of that, they moved this game to a larger arena where they could sell more tickets. So she was 7 of 13 from downtown, tied her season high with 30 points, and then also had 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, and 8 turnovers. Rookies giveth, and they take it away. That's what happens. But yeah, she's already tying records. Going back to 1999, a player named Crystal Robinson had 7 three-pointers. And so now Caitlin has tied that record and is among the top scorers with rookies. She's also among the top assists leaders in the league. Like I said, she will at some point represent Team USA. They can't afford to keep her off the team if they want to keep winning. So on Twix at A-Law Radio and then also on our Facebook page, I don't even want to ask you your reaction because I feel like that's just stirring up the controversy. I understand why there is somewhat of a reaction. I just don't think it's as controversial as what a lot of people would like to make it out to be. And certainly the reasons why people want it to be controversial. That's a little annoying, actually. All right, coming up, London, Mets, Phillies. How many people actually knew that were outside of the Mets and Phillies fan base? Just doesn't feel like it was promoted well. I sometimes talk about this with Major League Baseball. I wish they did a better job promoting their stars and promoting some of their big events, but I don't get that. However, they did play, and Bryce Harper was ready. Also, I saw a bunch of Dodgers fans walking around in Manhattan on Saturday. I was here with family to do some sightseeing, and there were a bunch of Ohtani jerseys all over the place. Lots of Dodgers fans. Loud and proud in Lower Manhattan when we were down near the South Ferry, Battery Park, which is across from the Statue of Liberty. Anyway, so it was fun. Enjoyed the sightseeing. And Ohtani, kind of like Caitlin Clark, he's everywhere these days among fans. I was going to say good morning, and then I'm thinking, huh, it's not really morning to a lot of you. I guess at this time of the night, I'm trying to appeal and relate to as many of our time zones as possible. So for me, though, it still feels like sunny night. In fact, Ryan and I just had a conversation where we were a little confused because he's thinking of it as morning and I'm thinking of it as night. So when you come in the building, it's your morning. You're starting. This is a morning shift for you.
Yeah, it's a morning.
Oh, okay. See, that's tough for me when I haven't slept. I don't think of it as a morning.
The 1 hour or 2 hour nap I take before I come in, that's
that
sleeping.
Flips it. Flips it to the morning. Jay went to a wedding on Sunday, and so a family wedding, and so he's off tonight, and we always enjoy working with Ryan. All right, so we'll do some baseball coming up next. And as I say, you can find me on both Twix and Facebook, and if you want to talk hoops, or anything is fine, but hoops I know is a big deal tonight. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
And Castellanos' bat explodes. Are they going to get the runner at home? They're going to get the double play to win the game. What an end. The shattered bat. The runner out at home plate. And the ball fired into the glove. And the first baseman, Pete Alonso. And the New York Mets somehow withstand the Phillies rally. And they win game two in London 6-5.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, how about that? A game in London. It's considered the MLB World Tour. And the Mets and Phillies were there this weekend. And on TNT Sports, we get a British accent across the pond. Darren Fletcher with the call there on TNT. Yeah, game-ending double play for the Mets to get out of a jam. It's a bases-loaded mess they're in. And they first get the play at home and then a throw to first to get the runner, and they edge the Phillies 6-5, and also had to score three runs in the top of the ninth inning just to be in that position. Well, what about the atmosphere there in London, Jeff McNeil?
I thought it was a lot of fun. You know, I think it's pretty cool too. Both sets of fans here, and I feel like every pitch is, there's so much going on, it's just loud. You know, it's a lot of fun, and, you know, I think the teams, you know, who have came over here, I've had a lot of fun, and hopefully we can have it for years to come.
Have done a great job. They treated us with class, and it's been a great experience. And, you know, a tough loss today, but it was a great ball game. Great ball game for fans to watch.
Yeah, kind of neat that both the Mets as well as the Phillies, and that's Rob Thompson, talked about the fans and how everywhere they went, they encountered fans. Now, some of the players were saying that they wish they'd had more games there and less downtime just because it felt like they traveled all that way, just had the two games, and really had a lot more free time than they needed. But Taijuan Walker, he actually spent some time interacting with fans.
I actually went to the Phillies bar yesterday. I thought it was pretty cool. You know, the whole tunnel with the graffiti, it was all cool. But just to see how many fans are here, it's insane. You know, I've always felt like the Phillies fans traveled well. But for them to, you know, come across all the way over to London to watch us play is, special. You know, we've been getting 40-some thousand fans every game at home. And for them to show up for us, it's going to be cool.
So then you had the Bryce Harper situation where he had planned a celebration in the first game they played in London. So he hits a home run in the opener, and then you hear him mic'd up by Fox talking about his love for their football.
What you two got?
Let's go!
So that was kind of fun. And it's one of those times where we can't adequately give you the, there's no video, so I could describe it to you, but Bryce Harper was just thrilled. He ended up with a soccer-style knee slide, so he has a home run, and instead of just trotting around the bases, he comes in with a knee slide at home plate. Like, all right, kind of like what they would do after scoring a goal, and he said he had planned it, but that the rest of his teammates, it was a surprise to them.
I talked about it with the trainers before the game this morning. Just seeing if, you know, if I hit a homer, why not, you know, do the celebration, have some fun with it. Didn't tell any of my teammates, so I was happy to see their reactions. It's a lot of fun.
It was a no-doubter, by the way. The ball got out with no issues. And he tells MLB Network that he had kind of worked it out and at least got the reaction of the trainers. But otherwise, his teammates, they didn't know about it. And so I shouldn't say it was at home plate. It was after he crosses home plate. Then he kind of does the soccer-style slide in the dirt. He was saluting their favorite sport of football. And you can hear him mic'd up screaming about how much he loves soccer, which is cool. I'm glad they were having fun with it, putting on a show for the fans there in London. All right, 855-212-4227. Sean is in Pittsburgh. Sean, welcome to the show. Sean.
Hey, thanks for bringing me in.
You're welcome.
Number one story in all of sports right now is that the Pittsburgh Pirates have the two best rookie pitchers in all of baseball. That's Jared Jones and Paul Skeen.
I know. I've talked about them both.
I highly recommend you check these guys out.
No, I've already talked about them both here on the show. I've been watching. I've watched all of Paul's day, his game so far, because I think he's terrific. And to see Jones, too, is fun, especially the game against the Dodgers, knowing that he grew up as a Dodgers fan. So, yeah, it's really neat. And I was talking about last week hoping that the Pirates would keep them, but I wonder how much dread there is among Pirates fans who are used to it going the opposite way.
Thank you for depressing me.
I'm sorry.
We'll probably have about 4 or 5 years with these guys, and then, yes, they will be traded for nothing at the end of the day.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. I would love for you guys to be able to invest in them, and maybe by that time there's a I don't know, a change in philosophy or a changing of the guard. But yeah, it certainly does stink. And you know what? Tampa Bay Rays fans have got to feel a lot like that too, because they've got this incredible bullpen of pitchers, They've got an incredible farm system of pitchers, and they come up to the Rays and they're terrific and then they leave. Yeah.
Use your mic. Get Mark Cuban to come in and buy the Pirates. We're always wishing that Cuban will come in and spend some real money.
Yes, because I have that kind of power. I would hope for you that it will change by then, because yeah, it'd be kind of cool to see those two guys as a 1-2 punch if they stay healthy. That, and they're worth going to see in person, right? So they put butts in the seats in what is my favorite ballpark in the majors, I will admit.
It is the most beautiful baseball park, and I've been to about 15 of them, and it is the most beautiful baseball park. But the reason for my call tonight, Caitlin Clark absolutely was snubbed by Team USA. And here's what I recommend all of your listeners do. Go on to the WNBA website. And the website, by default, does not tell you how many points total points for the season. They tell you points per game of what players are putting up. And if you go by total points for the season, Caitlin Clark is number 8 for the entire season for total points put up. If you go by that and you pull up all the other guards in Team USA, you're going to find that every single other guard who made Team USA is not putting up half the points that Caitlin Clark is putting up. They have less than the points she's putting up. Also, you're going to find out that some of the ladies haven't even played any games. They played like 1 or 2 games. They put up 12 points all year, and they're not qualified. One of the ladies is over 41 years old, and I'm 43, so I like older players. One of the ladies is 41 years old and has 12 points all year, and yet she's on Team USA. So what they've done is they've turned the Olympics into a participation trophy just to get people on the team, just so they can say, we did not pick Caitlin Clark. Why? Well, there's a million reasons why. We could all look into it, but at the end of the day, she's getting snubbed, and it's BS.
All right. I appreciate your insight. Just so you know, the player that you're talking about who's in her 40s, I'm pretty sure has 5 Olympic gold medals. Diana Taurasi is like literally one of the best players ever in women's basketball. And as much as, and I understand what you're saying, she's actually about to turn 42, just so you know. Her birthday is Tuesday, I think. Part of why you have her on the roster is because of the experience, because of the fact that she's a leader, but also she can still play. So I understand your barometer, but points is not the only measurement for any team. You have to have players who can do other things, number one. Number two, you can't judge players based on how many points they've scored in a vacuum. What about players who are on terrific teams and there's 3 or 4 different scoring options, and so for that reason, they don't score as much because they've got teammates who are sharing the load, similar to, say, a Boston Celtics team, right, where you've got Jason and Jalen. This team that Caitlin's on, she's one of the best players on the team right away. They were a really bad squad, and she was brought in to score. But you've got, again, a lot of very talented players who are on teams that are much deeper, and so they're having to share the load and the scoring, and they're not doing it all by themselves. There's a lot of different ways you can skew that stat. I don't feel like that's an adequate measurement of how players should make the team. What about guards versus forwards? What about experience versus not? I mean, there's all kinds of different ways that you put a team together. Okay, Sean, good to talk to you in Pittsburgh. Thank you for calling. That to me feels very like a real thin argument. Again, because, first of all, Diana Taurasi is one of the most decorated women's basketball players in the world. At every level, she's won, including UConn. People rave about her, the shape that she's in, not just that, but the experience and the talent, the wisdom, the distribution that she brings to the table. She's got an attitude and a leadership that make her worth it. But also, again, she's one of the most decorated Olympians in U.S. history. I understand that it's frustrating for people who want to see Caitlin on the roster, and I do hope that she makes it. But to say that Tarazi doesn't deserve to be there simply age is, I mean, that's wrong. She's a 10-time All-Star. She's part of three WNBA championships. She won titles at UConn. She's a former MVP, and she's got 5 gold medals. Caitlin Clark's not replacing Diana Taurasi, not until Diana retires. So anyway, there are so many different factors you have to consider when you build a team. That should be the case regardless of whether it's Olympics, whether it's an NFL team, whether we're talking about a college team that is going to the World Series next week. By the way, Kentucky making it for the first time ever, and Florida rallies and wins in a walk-off in the 13th against Clemson. So we'll have to hear that audio. We got it, right, Ryan?
We got the Kentucky.
Okay, good.
Not the Florida, just because Florida is a little behind on posting radio calls.
So we'll get to those at some point on the show because it's really neat. I love it when we have a first, and Kentucky getting to the College World Series is a neat deal. Not a team that you would generally consider a baseball power, but that is the beauty of sports. All right, on Twix, at A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, there's some interesting hot takes about Caitlin Clark, which I find humorous, I'll have to be honest. I'll share a couple of them just because it kind of blows me away that people can only see this one way. Robert says, Caitlin Clark should demand that the WNBA clean up the mess, or else she could take her talent overseas to Europe and break the bank. First of all, maybe she's happy where she is. I kind of think she is. She played at Iowa. She was an Iowa girl, and now she's still in the Midwest in Indiana. She's making millions and millions and millions of dollars in endorsements. I don't think she's hurting for money. Maybe she doesn't want to leave the United States and play in Europe. For heaven's sakes, these hot takes. James says the U.S. Olympic team will lose viewership. Feel the hate for Caitlin. It's a lot. But I don't think the U.S. selection committee should be thinking about TV ratings and viewers when putting together an Olympic roster. I think it's about the team that has the best chance to win gold in Paris. And to me, experience matters in that situation. Maybe I'm just alone on my island. Again, I'd like to see her on the team. I can't wait for her to get her opportunity. But I don't think this is political. I don't think it's hate. I don't think it has to do with people don't like Caitlin. It's super competitive. Super competitive. What politics are at play? Goodness. Who do you leave off this roster? You tell me. Mike's got a good perspective. She's all around a great individual. I like that. So far, what is there to dislike about Caitlin? She's competitive. Her game is entertaining. She handles herself extremely professionally, even though she's been a professional for all of a month and a half. So on Twix, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page too, and then our phone number is 855-212-4227. By the way, this time tomorrow, whether it's your morning or whether it's your night, we could have a new Lakers head coach. Whoa, kind of blown away by this. I did not see this coming. And we'll get back to your calls, too. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Shotgun snap to Mahomes. Cocks his arm, throws a pass. Caught by Rice. 10 to the 5 to the 4. Pylon. Touchdown! The Chiefs have scored on a touchdown pass of 12 yards from the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, to the rookie wide receiver out of SMU, Rashee Rice.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Kevin Harlan, boy, do I miss his voice on Westwood One. Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs, they feel like they found the next great compliment to Patrick Mahomes. Though I understand it's been a revolving door. He makes everyone around him great. But yeah, Rashee Rice coming off of what was an incredible rookie season. And now at this juncture, as he's supposed to be heading into year number two, he's dealing with lawsuits, criminal charges, potentially, multiple arrests this offseason. And so he was part of a multi-vehicle car crash in Dallas in April, and then suspected in a separate alleged assault in a Dallas nightclub last month. He was participating in a youth football camp in Kansas City along with some other Chiefs wideouts over the weekend. And so these were his first comments that he's made since all of this became public. Can't say a whole lot, obviously, about the circumstances and the lawsuits that he's facing, not to mention, as I say, charges. But he does want people to know, or he is trying to take this as an opportunity to mature, an opportunity to learn from the mistakes that he's made.
I've learned so much from that. All I could do is, you know, mature and continue to grow from that. And this is, you know, a step in, you know, a better direction for me.
The team has indicated that it's supporting him. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, no doubt the NFL is monitoring. But he has been part of practices with the Chiefs this offseason, and he says he's leaning on them as well. I don't love what he said about how accidents and stuff like that happen. We don't have that soundbite, and that's okay, because that bothers me. Accidents are more likely to happen when you're racing at 119 miles per hour, and it blows me away that any professional athlete, but certainly an NFL player, a wide receiver, for heaven's sakes, would engage in that, considering a couple of the tragedies that have taken place in the last couple years involving NFL players. The last year's rookie that was coming out of Georgia, remember, he was part of racing with some, I think it was members of the athletic training staff. Maybe it was members of the Georgia football staff. And multiple people died. I know he still got drafted by the Eagles. I know that he's saying all the right things. But that was also an incident in which they were racing vehicles at high speeds. And then to think about what happened with the Raiders a couple years ago with Henry Ruggs, who's, whether he was racing or not, he was speeding well into the triple digits in Las Vegas and rams into a young woman's car and it bursts into flames. She and her dog both die almost instantly. Well, not instantly, but on the scene. They couldn't get him out. His career is over. He goes to jail, as he should. He wrecked a family forever. I can't get over the fact that Rashee Rice or any athlete would not keep that in mind. But at the same time, he's 24. And a lot of times when you're in your 20s, you think, I'm invincible. And that's not never going to happen to me. So I do hope that he takes what I consider to be a second chance, if you will, a reprieve, that something that drastic and that tragic did not happen, though there were people who were injured, and he's now facing lawsuits because there were people who were injured. He's being sued in Texas for more than $1 million in actual damages, and get this, $10 million in punitive damages by two people who say they were injured in the crash. You've also got a man who said he was injured in an assault at a nightclub. He doesn't want to file charges, but the investigation is still ongoing. That's a lot that could have been avoided, potentially been avoided. But the big thing is the 119 miles per hour. Even if you're not racing and these people are not people you know, and this wasn't intentional or planned, again, 119 miles per hour, there's a real good chance you're going to lose control of your vehicle. You're not a professional driver. You're a professional football player. Even professional drivers on streets, we're not talking about a racetrack. We're just talking about a street. That's dangerous. Because you can't control what everybody else is doing, even if you can't control what you're doing at that speed. And so I hope that he learns from it, but it could cost him. However, it's better than losing your career, ending up in jail. And I hope that he takes responsibility and makes restitution if that's required. On Twix, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, getting some of your reaction to to me talking about Caitlin Clark and the Olympic team. I don't think it's as big a snub or as much of an outrage as what a lot of people make it to be. And here's the thing. I know that there are people out there who will be more inclined to watch the Olympic team if Caitlin Clark is on it. But that's not the responsibility of the selection committee. Are you kidding? That would be political. If the selection committee is making its choices based on who's going to get them the best ratings, why would they even care about that? Their number one goal is to win the gold and to extend the U.S. streak. I do believe Caitlin would make the team better. But I'm not the one who's choosing, right? So there are a lot of really good players that were left off this team, players who have more experience than she does at the professional level. She will get a shot. She told her coach Christy Sides they woke a monster, which means she now has extra motivation to prove to them they can't afford to leave her off. I can't wait to see it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.